Well, good morning. Say, I've heard that song before. Yes, I've heard that song before. That's the name of the song you're hearing. It's also the name of this program, and you can hear it Sunday mornings on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. Well, this is a program of music that was popular in the years from the 1920s through to the 1950s. These were the years of swing and big bands, of jazz and dance orchestras, great singers and great songwriters on Broadway, in Hollywood, and Tin Pan Alley. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and these are songs that I've heard before. Well, maybe you've heard them too. But even if you haven't, why don't you join me for an hour? We'll listen to some old records and hear what popular music was like in the years before rock and roll. Well, today we're going to be going back to 1958, and we'll listen to the original Broadway cast recording of the musical Flower Drum Song. Now, this had music by Richard Rodgers and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II, and it opened on Broadway at the St. James Theatre on December the 1st, 1958. It starred Pat Suzuki, Miyoshi Umeki, Larry Blyden, and Ed Kennedy. And the story is based on the novel by C.Y. Lee. The setting is Chinatown in San Francisco. Well, as one might expect, the theme is the struggle between Eastern and Western traditions and between the generations, but we'll have a little more of the story later. Flower Drum Song rang for 600 performances on Broadway, and that was due in no little part, of course, to the music and the lyrics, as well as, of course, to the performers, to the director, Gene Kelly, and the choreographer, Carol Haney. Well, let's begin as the curtain rises, and we're going to listen first to the overture. We'll follow that with You Are Beautiful, sung by Ed Kenny and Juanita Hall. And we'll follow that up with Miyoshi Umeki and other members of the cast singing 100 Million Miracles.
Thank you. saw the face of only one come drifting down the stream. You are beautiful, small and shy. You are the girl whose eyes met mine just as your boat sailed by.
Pinned by the stars to the sky. Every and upset. The sky falls down like a clumsy clown. The flowers and the trees get wet,
very wet. 100 million miracles, 100 million miracles are happening every day.
And when the wind shall turn his face, the pins are put right back in place.
100 million miracles, 100 million miracles are happening every day.
In every single minute, so much is going on along the Yellow River or the Tiber or the Don.
100 million miracles.
A swallow in Tasmania is sitting on her eggs, and suddenly those eggs have wings and eyes and beaks and legs.
100 million miracles.
A little girl in Chongqing, just 30 inches tall, decides that she will try to walk and nearly doesn't fall.
100 million miracles, 100 million miracles, 100 million miracles, 100 million miracles, 100 million miracles are happening every day.
100 million miracles. 100 million miracles are happening every day. My father says the sun will keep rising over the eastern hill. My father says he doesn't know why, but somehow or other it will.
It will somehow or other it will.
You've been listening to 100 million Miracles, sung by Miyoshi Umeki from Flower Drum Song, recording by the original Broadway cast. Before that, we heard Ed Kenny with the song You Are Beautiful. And first of all, we listened to the overture to Flower Drum Song by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. It opened December the 1st, 1958 at the St. James Theatre on Broadway. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. And today, as you realize, we are listening to the Flower Drum Song by Rodgers and Hammerstein. Well, the plot of this musical is certainly a confusion of love affairs and marriage plans. It's set, as I mentioned, against the background of San Francisco's Chinatown. Two young men, Wang Ta, who's played by Ed Kenny, we've just heard him, and Sammy Fong, who's played by Larry Blyden, who we will hear shortly, have each fallen secretly in love with Linda Lau, who's played by Pat Suzuki. Now, she's the owner of a nightclub in San Francisco, in Chinatown. And just to add complications to this, because what musical comedy would be complete without them? A young woman, Mei Li, who's played by Miyoshi Umeki, has just arrived from China as a bride for Sammy Fong. Sammy, however, is sweet on Linda, and he's not too keen on this marriage anymore, so he comes up with the idea that Ta should marry Mei Li. However, unbeknownst to all, Ta has already proposed to Linda, and she's accepted him. But there is even more confusion, of course, after Ta actually meets Mei Li. She falls instantly in love with him, but he's not so enthusiastic about her. Well, we then find out that he's engaged to Linda, along with everybody else is finding out, and this puts Sammy in a predicament. He's now going to have to marry Mei Li after all, even though, as we know, he's in love with Linda. And just to make matters worse, Ta now decides that he really wants to marry Mei Li, but of course she doesn't want to have anything to do with him. Well, the plot takes lots more twists and turns while the lovers sort out their feelings and the families try to come to terms with the resulting clash of cultures, customs, and generations. Of course, all ends well, and the suspense continues right up to the finale, when Sammy gets to marry Linda, of course, and Ta gets his girl, Mei Li, as well. Well, we're going to return to the stage and listen to this story in song. We're going to start with one of the stars of the show, Pat Suzuki, who plays Linda Liu, the nightclub owner. She's pretty westernized, and she celebrates that in the song we're just about to hear. A pretty dated version, I'm afraid, of the role of women in the 1950s, but we'll hear it nonetheless. It's one of Rodger and Hammerstein's best pieces, I think, notwithstanding the lyrics. I enjoy being a girl. We'll follow that up with a rather sweet number from Miyoshi Umeki, who plays Mei Li. She is falling in love with Ta, and she's telling us that she's going to like it here. And we'll finish out the set with Larry Blyden, who's Sammy Fong. He's confronted with the prospect of marrying Mei Li, and he's trying to put her off marrying him, and he does so in a rather nice number, Don't Marry Me. Well, let's start with Pat Suzuki, who enjoys being a girl.
I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with a sweet and girlish gait, with my hips kind of swivelly and swervy. I adore being dressed in something frilly. When my date comes to get me at my place, out I go with my Joe or John or Billy, like a filly who is. When I have a brand new hairdo, with my eyelashes all in curl, I float as the clouds on hairdo. I enjoy being a girl. When men say I'm cute and funny, and my teeth aren't teeth but pearl, I just flap it up like honey. I enjoy being a girl. I flip when a fella sends me flowers. I drool over dresses made of lace. I talk on the telephone for hours upon my face. I'm strictly a female, female, and my future I hope will be in the home of a brave and a free male who'll enjoy being a guy, having a girl like me. Sweet as candy, as around in a dance we whirl, it goes to my head like brandy. I enjoy being a girl. When someone with eyes that smolder says he loves every silken curl that falls on my shoulder, I enjoy being a girl. When I hear a complimentary whistle that greets my bikini by the sea, I turn and I glower and I bristle, but I'm happy to know the whistle's meant for me. I'm strictly a female, female, and my future I hope will be in the home of a brave and a free male who'll enjoy being a guy. am going to like it here. There is something about that place, an encouraging atmosphere, like a smile on a friendly face. There is something about the place so caressing and warm it is, like a smile on a friendly face, like a port in a storm it is, so caressing and warm it is. All the people are so like a port in a storm it is. I am going to like it here. All the people are so sincere. There's a specially one I like. I am going to like it here. It's the son I like. There's a specially one I like. There is something about his face. It's the father's first son I like. He's the reason I love the place. There is something about his face. I would follow him anywhere. If he goes to another place, I am going to like it there. I am going to like it there.
You are young and beautiful, sweet as the breath of May. Earnestly I speak to you, weigh every word I say. If you wanna have a rosy future and be happy as a honeybee with a husband who will always love you, baby, don't marry me. If you want a man you can depend on, I can absolutely guarantee I will never fail to disappoint you. Baby, don't marry me. I eat lychee nuts and cookies in bed, and I fill the bed with nutshells and crumbs. I have irritating habits you'll dread, like the way I have of cracking my thumbs. My grandpa was a big game hunter. He met grandma swinging on a tree. If you wanna have attractive children, baby, don't marry me.
like to see my sons and daughters sliding up and down their father's knee.
They'll get splinters in their little fannies. Cookie, don't marry me. I'm devoted to my dear old mama, and if you and mama disagree, I would always side with her against you. Snooky, don't marry me.
I would always like to know where you go. I don't like a man to keep me in doubt.
Honey, that's a thing that's easy to know. You will always know where I am. I'm out. I am talking like a Chinese uncle. I'm as serious as I can be. I am saying this because I love you. Darling, don't marry me. Marry a dope, innocent and gaga. Marry a con, Ali or the Aga. Marry for money or marry for free, but don't marry me.
Just been listening to Larry Blyden singing Don't Marry Me. Before that, we heard Mayoshi Umeki with I'm Going to Like It Here, and first of all, Pat Suzuki with I Enjoy Being a Girl, all songs from the 1958 Broadway production of Flower Drum Song by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM, and we're listening to the music of Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. Well, Flower Drum Song, as I said, ran for 600 performances on Broadway. It was not perhaps quite the blockbuster show that other Rodgers and Hammerstein's musicals were, but it was certainly successful nonetheless. In 1960, it opened in London at the Palace Theatre with a new cast, and the following year, the movie version was released. This starred Mayoshi Umeki and Jack Su from the Broadway show, as well as a young James Shigeta. Since then, it's been the subject of a number of revivals over the years, and as recently as 2003, it opened on Broadway for a short time. Over the years, too, there have been significant revisions to the plot as well, but now we're going to return to the Broadway show and the original version of the plot, and of course, of all the songs. We're going to start again with Linda Lowe, played by Pat Suzuki, singing the tune Grant Avenue in celebration of life in San Francisco's Chinatown. She's very much Americanized, rather more so than her counterpart, Mei Li, and we hear about it in this show. And anyone who's been to Chinatown in San Francisco will certainly appreciate her description of life there. Next up, we're going to listen to a particularly lovely number written by Rodgers and Hammerstein for the show, and this is sung by one of the other characters, Helen, played by Arabella Yehong. She is works also in Chinatown, and she has secretly been in love with Wang Ta, and she's just learned that he's about to marry Linda, and her heart is broken, as we're going to hear in the song Love, Look Away. We're then going to move to a very different song. We're going to go to Linda Lowe's nightclub and listen to Jack Su, who plays the master of ceremonies at the club. And as I mentioned, he was also in the movie version, singing the song Gliding Through My Memories. And if you're a TV fan, you'll remember Jack Su, I believe, from the comedy Barney Miller. Very good actor. And here he is as a we see him in his Broadway role as the MC. We're going to finish up the set Going back to Juanita Hall of South Pacific fame, if you recall, and Kia Luca, who plays in the Broadway version of Flower Drum Song, plays Wang Ta's father. Now, these are the old guard in Chinatown, and they're going to be lamenting in this song, The Other Generation, about problems with the younger generation. A perennial problem common to all cultures, not just the Chinese-American culture. But let's get started with Pat Suzuki and Grant Avenue.
They call it Grant Avenue, San Francisco, California, USA. Looks down from Chinatown over a foggy bay. You travel there in a trolley, up you climb. You're in Hong Kong, having yourself a time. You can eat if you are in the mood. Shark fin soup, bean cake fish. The girl who serves you all your food is another tasty dish. You know you can't have a new way of living till you're living all the way on Grant Avenue.
Where is that?
San Francisco, that's where's that? Eastern manners, tall pagodas with golden banners, throw their shadows through a lantern glow. You can shop for precious jade ore, teak wood tables or silk brocade ore, see a bold and brassy nightclub show. On the most exciting thoroughfare I know,
California,
USA.
vagabond sailor. All my friends call me sport. I am a fellow for action. Any storm in a port. Storm in a port. Back to the laundry. Now that I'm home and I'm resting, home from over the sea, all the girls who adored me go gliding through my memory. A sweet Colleen from Ireland, her hair was fiery red, her eyes gave out a green light that said I could go ahead. Say something in Irish.
Ellen Gobla.
Good. I met a girl in Sweden of whom I grew quite fond. A stately Scandinavian type, a buxom blue-eyed blonde. And then in merry England, a girl who worshipped me, gliding through my memory. That's how I see them, gliding through my memory. In sunny Barcelona, a dancing chick I picked. Her castanets were clicking like nothing ever clicked.
Olay!
You can say that again. A very friendly mamsel in ooh-la-la Paris. She was a girl who couldn't say anything but
wee!
T'was fun to cast an anchor in lovely Casablanca. I loved a Grecian doll and another doll in Holland, but of all the girls in every hemisphere, there's no one like the girl I have right here. Right here.
Of children over here, they are often disobedient, they seem to have no fear of the father.
They come home when they are tired out or when they want to eat, and they act as if they're coming home with quite a special treat for the father.
My older son at 21 has just discovered love, a complicated subject he knows very little of.
Your younger son confuses me the way he uses words. He tells me I am kooky and something for the birds.
What are we going to do about the other generation?
How will we ever communicate without communication?
You don't know where they go or what they do.
I
yeah.
And what peculiar thoughts they think they never reveal to you.
A very discouraging problem is the other generation. They want to lead a life that's all their own.
Perhaps we ought to let them, forsake them and forget them. But then we'd only find ourselves alone
with one another. I don't believe we like to be alone. When you speak from your experience, you meet with cool disdain. Every child is born with knowledge beyond the puny brain of a father.
Every child is born with confidence a parent can't achieve, and a kind of intuition that compels him to believe what he'd rather.
My older son has chosen a daughter-in-law for me. A dancer in a nightclub is my daughter-in-law to be.
She dances and undresses till she's naked as a flea, and everyone can look at
what he alone should see. What are we going to do about the other generation? How will we ever communicate without communication?
They never take the blame for one mistake.
Oh no, the parents are responsible for every mistake they make. A very discouraging problem is the other generation, and soon there'll be another one as well.
And when our out of hand sons are bringing up our grandsons, I hope our grandsons give their fathers hell.
Can't wait to see it. I hope our grandsons give their fathers hell.
You've just been listening to Juanita Hall and Kia Luke singing The Other Generation. First of all, we heard Pat Suzuki with Grand Avenue, followed by Arabella Hong with Love, Look Away, and third, Jack Su with Gliding Through My Memories, all songs from the 1958 Broadway show Flower Drum Song by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM, and we're listening to the music of Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II this morning. Well, we're getting pretty close to the end of the show, and we've got a few more numbers left, so let's get to them. But first of all, just a little note about the musical. Flower Drum Song certainly qualifies as a musical comedy with its complicated plotline, barely averted romantic disasters, and the caricatures of generations and cultures that fill the stage. It was very much a musical of the 1950s. And of course, it seems to us a little dated right now. But certainly the music is not. It was lovely then. We've been listening to it today, nearly 50 years later, and it's still lovely. And now we're going to hear a little more of it. A particularly nice number sung by Larry Blyden and Pat Suzuki, who play Sammy Fong and Linda Lowe. And they're looking forward to their married life in the song Sunday. We'll follow that up with a song by the kids in the chorus. This is their reply to the earlier song, The Younger Generation. This is The Other Generation, The Kids' Revenge. And then we'll finish up with the finale to Flower Drum Song. A beautiful musical, and here is some more. Here's Larry Blyden with Sunday.
Imagining things that can happen to people when they are wearing gold rings.
Being together each morning, sharing our coffee and toast, that's only one of the pictures. Here's one I'll picture most. Sunday, sweet Sunday, with nothing to do. Lazy and lovely, my one day with you. Hazy and happy, we'll drift through the day, dreaming the hours away. While all the funny papers lie or fly around the place, I will try my kisses on your funny face. Dozing, then waking on Sunday, you'll see. Only me.
Someday, sweet someday, with nothing to do. Lazy and lovely, my one day with you. Hazy and happy, we'll drift through the day, dreaming the hours away. While all the funny papers lie or fly around the place, I will try my kisses on your funny face.
Some fun they had, the innocent things they did.
They all had a wonderful childhood.
chocolate and the other generation.
The games they'd play were bright and gay and loud.
They used to shout, Red Rover, Red Rover, please come over. They must have been an awful droopy crowd when they were younger.
They must have been an awful droopy crowd.
Been listening to Flower Drum Song by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II, and that was the finale to the original Broadway cast recording. I hope you've enjoyed this show of Flower Drum Song and the wonderful music in the musical. And upcoming next, we have At the Jazz Band Ball, and after that, Randy McGilligott will be with us for 2 hours of In Transition. I do hope you'll stay with us. My name is Stephanie Robinson. Please join me again next week for more music from the days before rock and roll.